With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. More than 10,000 missing Indigenous persons reports were filed with the FBI in 2024. Tribal communities in the Northwoods gathered Tuesday to bring awareness to the violence. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
With the rumble of a pack of motorcycles to lead them off, people from the Forest County Potawatomi and Mole Lake Secaug and Chippewa communities marched alongside Highway 8 to the Potawatomi Community Center. Many wore bright red, had painted red handprints across their mouths, and held signs that said things like, "No more stolen sisters, out of the dark and into the light, and you are not forgotten." Some, like Potawatomi Council member Destiny Alloway, wore pins with the picture of Tess White, who was kidnapped and murdered in 2016. It was because of White that Alloway helped bring the murdered and missing Indigenous women walk to the Forest County Potawatomi community in 2021.
I'm here every year that we have this since the first walk that we had. I'm just here to support and be here for my friend who was murdered and for everyone else that are still missing.
May 5th was first declared the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls in 2017. Since then, many communities have expanded it to include Native people in general, not just women.
Spreading the awareness of Native American people, just so people care more and that we get more law enforcement to help us, and because, you know, it could be hard for other tribes out there.
In 2020, two federal acts became law to direct more U.S. DOJ resources to the issue. Still, the Bureau of Indian Affairs estimates more than 4,000 missing and murdered cases have gone unsolved. Forest County Potawatomi Chairman Brooks Boyd Sr. hopes people take the time to educate themselves on the issue.
This certainly has hit home right here in my community, unfortunately, and it's really starting to happen all and be all too common throughout Native communities. So that's why it's going to be important and critical for us to continue to carry this message, because it can and it does happen right here in our local communities.
The number of missing and murdered cases are thought to be undercounted because of racial misclassification and general underreporting. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Forest County.
A crash in Minocqua killed one person and injured others. The wreck happened around 1:40 Tuesday afternoon on Highway 70. The driver of one of the vehicles was killed. Highway 70 had to be closed at Chipmunk Drive after the head-on collision. The closure lasted more than 3 hours. Wisconsin's governor and the state's tourism secretary spent some time on bikes this week on gravel trails in Athens. The visit was part of efforts to celebrate National Travel and Tourism Week. According to 2024 economic impact data, the tourism industry generated a record high $25.8 billion in total economic impact for Wisconsin. Evers says tourism is a powerhouse of economic development.
This is huge. Just here we're doing biking, and it's making the difference in all sorts of small towns around, with people coming, biking through, stopping, getting something to eat and drink.
In 2024 alone, the tourism industry brought in nearly $70 million a day and attracted more than 114 million visitors. Figures from the state show the tourism industry generated a record amount of state and local tax revenue in 2024, generating $1.7 billion that goes back to local communities and essential state services. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Education advocates in Wisconsin are highlighting the efforts of local teachers amid funding issues affecting public schools statewide as National Teacher Appreciation Week is in progress. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
In addition to educating students, advocates say local teachers are using their own money to buy supplies and necessities for their classrooms. Peggy Wirtz Olson with the Wisconsin Education Association Council says they're also being forced to campaign for referendums just to keep their schools open. She stresses that Wisconsin educators should be celebrated all year long for continuing to exceed expectations despite these significant challenges.
No one goes into this field to get rich. And you don't go into the field for the accolades or the thank yous. You do the work because you believe wholeheartedly that we're building the next generation of students.
Wirtz Olson stresses that meaningful appreciation includes strong partnerships with parents, student recognition of educator efforts, and most importantly, adequate and equitable distribution of public school funding. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
A large study on school cell phone bans has found mixed results. Teachers report fewer distractions when students lock phones away, but there's little evidence of improved academic achievement or behavior. The study involved data from about 4,600 schools and was published by the National Bureau of Economic Research. It shows that phone usage drops significantly with bans, but discipline issues initially rise before improving. Academic gains are minimal, and attendance and bullying remain largely unaffected. Researchers suggest the bans reduce phone use, which could eventually enhance learning. They emphasize patience and persistence in managing digital devices in schools. Democrat Chedrick Green has won a special election in Michigan, securing the party's control of the state Senate through the remainder of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's term. Whitmer, a Democrat, is term limited and leaves office at year's end. A fire captain and Marine veteran, Green defeated Republican Jason Tunney, a former prosecutor, in the race for Michigan's 35th Senate District. Democrats held a one-seat majority in the chamber, putting control at stake in the election. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.